new or pre-owned vehicle are in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Tule Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. I'm getting to your calls in 1 second. A couple news note items. Tomorrow, we will be out at George Coleman Ford for the signing day special. Mickey will be there in the morning, and I will be there in the evening from 3 to 7. We will carry Deb O'Sweeney's press conference live. That'll be around 2:30, and that may leak into the start of the show tomorrow. And so there's that. And then on Thursday, I will be out at Thursday, I will be out at Twin Peaks. And so we're putting the band back together out at Twin Peaks. And of course, we'll have Papa John's Pizza for tomorrow at George Coleman Ford. And then again, Thursday at Twin Peaks. And then on Friday, I'm taking Friday off, so I will not be here. So you have two chances to come out to the show tomorrow and Thursday. All right, lots to get to still. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me get back to the phone lines. And first up is Jim. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Walt. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for getting in, Jim.
I climbed in the car, and I heard Michael Bishop's name, so I missed the context of what you were talking about. But was that guy like 20 years ahead of his time or 22 years ahead of his time?
Yeah.
He was phenomenal.
Yeah. He not only had a big-time arm, and again, he's a kid who came out of Blinn Junior College, because he could throw a football about 90 yards in the air. I mean, he just had an absolute cannon for an arm. But his running style as a quarterback was not just elusive. He had it all. He could run in an elusive manner. He was good in space, but he would run you over. I mean, he was just powerful for a guy who was basically 5'11". That was Michael Bishop.
I think he lost like 3 games total in 3 years at Kansas State. They won a national championship in JUCO before he went there, and everybody else wanted him as a defensive back, I think, and Snyder picked him up and let him play quarterback. And their one loss 1 year was to Nebraska, who won the championship.
They should have won the national championship in 98 with Bishop at quarterback. I mean, they were the best team in the country by far over Tennessee. And it was set up for him, and then they had the debacle in the Big 12 championship when they were up by 15 points with 7 or 8 minutes left. And just a string of things that could never have happened again happened to align for Texas A&M, including, unfortunately, a Michael Bishop fumble with about 2 minutes left that just never needed to happen.
Yeah, I mean, at Kansas State, I mean, think about that, right? It hadn't been that many years. History of football.
No, it was incredible.
And the worst program, and there he is doing that, and then didn't get any real opportunity in the pros. He beat McNabb that 1 year in the bowl game when McNabb was at Syracuse.
Yep, that was the year before, and then that was a jumping off point to what they did the following year in making that run at the national championship. And again, there were a number of teams involved in the hunt: Tennessee, Florida State, UCLA with Cade McNown and the Miami Hurricanes. And those are the teams that were involved in the hunt late, but just a incredibly unfortunate string of events happened that really prevented Kansas State from winning the national championship, because there's no question they were the best team in the country that year. In my mind, it's inarguable. They were that good. And that defense was just filled with NFL players. The whole defense went to the NFL.
I think that was Kansas State's one choice to our chance to ever win a championship. I don't think the program can compete with Alabama and Clemson, and that was their window and they blew it. But
well, you know, they had some chances there, and they had some chances with Colin Klein. They were in the mix when Colin Klein was the quarterback, and that was just a few years ago, really.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, one slight change of topic. What do you think about Iowa State's chances this year? And I'll take that off the air.
In football?
In football.
All right, Jim. Thank you. Well, I mean, I think they're exceedingly well coached, and you know, obviously they're going to lose David Montgomery, and Montgomery was a big part of that team, but I really like the direction of that program, and I think they've become a bear to deal with. When you have to play them up there, and they're clearly getting better. And in Purdy, you have a young dual-threat quarterback who seems to have an it factor. So there are a lot of reasons to like Iowa State, a lot of reasons. Back to the phones. It is James and then Snapbook. You can get in right now if you want in, 654-7627. I want to get to some of these free agency cap elements as well. James, how are you?
Hey, well, it's good to talk to you, man. I've been driving that truck doing fumes. Now I'm going up. I had a question for you. First of all, I don't think nobody really care about the AFC football. Football's over with. But, yeah, I'm pretty much done now. But I want to ask you a question on South Carolina. You may not know, but guys were talking. They said South Carolina had a recruit looking at them. He thought it'd be a big time running back, but I don't know. You know, coming from Florida, because that Florida coach. But I just don't know. You know, did he sign with South Carolina? Who he is? You know, maybe I said Walt may know. Maybe
yeah,
not,
look,
you know.
you're still involved with a few players, and here's the thing, James. I'm going to ask you just to wait till tomorrow, and I'll go over the late commits and their talent on the recruiting show.
Okay.
You know, you're still involved with some late targets as well, including Jacquez Sorrells, and who's a big 6'2.5", 310, 15-pound defensive tackle out of South Florida, and we'll know that by then, too.
Okay. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Snap Hook.
What's going on there,
Phil? How you doing there, Snap Hook?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
You know, you've done a really good job of breaking down the Super Bowl, so, you know, I don't have much to add about that. You know, it is what it is, defensive game, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I will say one thing, and you know, Mrs. Snaphook actually brought this up to me. Watching the Super Bowl, I think Chris Hogan was targeted, three or four times?
Yeah.
On a couple of deep balls?
Yeah.
Mrs. Snaphook made the best comment of the Super Bowl to me. She's like, you know, Hunter Renfro would have caught those. And it kind of hit me.
Look, Hunter Renfro's not...
Hunter Renfro's destined to be a Patriot.
Well, look, Hunter Renfro's not going to be an outside receiver in the National Football League. Chris Hogan's an outside receiver. I guess. I mean, he's an outside receiver in a way of speaking. Look, he's had some games. You know, the funny thing about Hogan is he actually clocks well. I mean, he's a kid who came out of Hofstra originally, and when you time him in the 40, I think at the combine, I think he ran like a 4.40 or 4.41. The problem is you see it occasionally, but too often you don't. And in that particular game, he got zero separation on the outside at all. The Patriots had no outside receiver. So they had no run game. You know, a lot of those rushing yards that the Patriots had, they had in that last drive when the Rams were pretty much just petered out. But the truth of the matter is the Patriots had no outside receiver getting any separation at all. The only guy who got any separation was Edelman, and then Brady, you know, basically jammed a few into Gronkowski, and that was it. And so I still think that's an area that the Patriots are short. I still think clearly they need a speed receiver, but they don't right now, quite honestly, they don't, you know, they're not going to make that move because they already have that guy in Julian Edelman.
They don't go after Debo Samuel, maybe?
I think Debo Samuel would be a great fit.
I do too.
It's a much better fit, I think, for what New England needs. And because, again, I think they already have the slot receiver situation covered with Julian Edelman. And look, could they come back? Could they address that later? And maybe you still wind up there? Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess I think that part of it is conceivable. But trust me, that's been discussed. I mean, your wife isn't wrong. I mean, I think that there have been other people who've sort of suggested that Hunter Renfro looks like he could be a Patriot. And in a lot of ways, he does. Now, you know, as I've said before, one of the things with Edelman is powerful. Edelman's thick. And Hunter isn't that yet. But Hunter's going to effectively play that role for some team in the National Football League for 10 years. And the slot receiver has become more important in the way the game is played now in trying to take advantage of the middle of the field. And so, look, he's going to have his shot, and I fully expect that he'll take advantage of it. Again, is he the type of guy that New England has historically looked at to fill those roles? Yes. Will New England sort of double down on that? I'm not sure.
If he's available in the fifth round, yes.
Well, look, that's where you're talking about. I think Hunter Renfro is going to be in that area of the draft.
Yeah, I have him late fourth, early fifth is where I'm seeing it. So, I mean, I think the Patriots get him cheap in the fourth, fifth round. Rookie contract's up. Depends on how he plays. I mean, you know how it goes.
Look, I think Debo Samuel would be a great fit with New England. The only thing he will have to fix is he's going to have to learn how to block, and because the Patriots require that you block.
Well, I think he's a Josh Gordon who like doesn't smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Like I think he'd be great.
Yeah, no, he would be an answer to a lot of, I think, what ails the Patriots. I really do. Again, the Patriots are always trying to fill that role with short-term solutions. And, you know, last year you had Brandon Cooks on a short-term kind of deal, and then they let him go to the Rams, and this year they tried to fill it with Josh Gordon, and to a degree they did, but you know the problem was it was sort of a learning process mid-season for all parties involved, and I don't know if there's any expectation that Josh Gordon will be back. I mean, first off, that's a league decision before it's ever a Patriot decision.
Correct. One last thing, Walt. Had a Carolina fan text me, a Carolina fan buddy text me during the games talking about, you know, Gilmore won them the Super Bowl and all this kind of stuff. Look, my 12-year-old daughter could have caught that interception that was 7 yards underthrown.
That's true.
Appreciate it, Walt.
Whoa. Snap hook? Are you still there?
I'm with you.
Okay. I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, that's a lollipop, and it was a zero coverage blitz. And Goff was under real pressure, and if you actually watch that throw from behind, his feet basically actually slid right out from under him as he was delivering the ball. And so that's why the ball floated and was the lollipop that it was. But as a guy who is a fan of the New England Patriots, you're not trying to say that Stephon Gilmore didn't have a huge year for the Patriots, are you?
Oh, humongous year. No question.
He was the best cornerback. He's the best cornerback in the National Football League, and he was instrumental in that outcome, even if you don't count that interception.
Oh, yeah. No question. I just wanted to put things in perspective. I mean, like, you know, seriously, my 12-year-old daughter could have caught that
could have caught that interception. I mean, that was 7-8 yards underthrown.
Yep. Thank you, Sam.
That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was a bit of a lollipop punt, but it was that occurred because, again, what happened with Goff's footing as he faced pressure. And, again, if you watch that play, if you go – you're going to need the pocket angle because the front angle, I don't think, shows it. But you see it from behind, and you realize what happened to Goff. He was already in the throwing motion, so there was no bringing it back. And his feet basically slide right out from under him. I mean, he wasn't even really standing when he threw that ball. So that's unfortunately for the Rams, that was just that's a sort of a bad break. I mean, I'm not saying that Gilmore wouldn't have made a play on it anyway. But you know, whether you want to say Gilmore was a player of the game for that play or not, you could ignore that play and still make a case for Gilmore as a player of the game candidate. Because, I mean, Gilmore was utterly sensational for New England this year. That is a fact. He was utterly sensational. He was the best cornerback in the National Football League this year. I don't even think it's arguable. I don't even think it's arguable. And I don't think the Patriots win the Super Bowl without him. The one area that the Patriots have proven willing to spend money on is a cornerback. Remember, they spent money short term with Revis Island and proved that because they know that you have to have at least one guy back there who's elite. And the Patriots doubled down on that with Stephon Gilmore. I'll come into your calls on this side. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge. It glides right across the contours of my face. No cuts, no burns. That's the Harry shave. That's the best shave in the business. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. You just use promo code WALT at harrys.com. Look, Harry's founders were tired of getting screwed over. They were tired of paying for gimmicks like razors that play music or have vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships. Not only do these things not add anything to the shave, they detract from the shave because they screw with the balance, the ergonomic balance of the razor. Has nothing to do with a shave. Harry's wanted basics, so they bought the German factory that made the best steel, ground it into the sharpest blades, and the rest, as they say, is history. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set with Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Let them know I sent you. That's how it works. Oh, by the way, listen, we've had plenty of ladies who have purchased these razors and love them as well. So don't think you're out of this deal, ladies. Get to harrys.com. Use promo code WALT. If you're hearing that message, you're a new customer. I have no idea why you wouldn't do that. KC Chiefs Chad, you're up first on the other side. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. I'll be back.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
At Spanx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. You've got to brush your shoes, tie your teeth, get the dog to school, and kids to the vet. You know what we mean. And we'll help you get going a little easier this winter. Swing by your neighborhood Spanx for a cup of our specialty coffee blends and a real southern fried chicken biscuit or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. We call those hand warmers you can eat.
Spanx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Swinney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Gold's Gym is where my community is. My friends, my coaches, my support system. Everyone's working to better ourselves. We may have different fitness goals, but we're all here reaching them together. Find your community at Gold's Gym today.
Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment and no contract. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/February to learn more. Offer ends February 17th.
What's better than Walt's Daptula? Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Misdiagnosed as a child genius, and he never got over it.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tule Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Harwell. Look, I just want to simplify this. This is a heaven-sent parcel of land. There is only one lake. There is only one Lakeside Lodge. It is the ideal place for a Clemson fan to live. And you are running out of time. Again, you can... If you're interested and you're hearing this and you're thinking that, yeah, but I heard you say that for a while and I can wait a little. You can, but you won't get what you want. And very soon you'll be left out entirely. There were 118 residences when it began. I don't know the exact number, but I think there are like 40 left. Okay. So you're on the back third and that means you're coming to the end. And there aren't going to be any more. It's not like, well, they're going to expand later. No. This is it. Gone means gone. You have to act. Restaurant, lobby bar with food service. This is a call to action is what it is. Restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit. I mean, are you kidding me? Meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, expansive area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is going to have modified hotel services such as housekeeping and maintenance. I mean, everything you could possibly want. You can rent your unit while you aren't using it, or you can live in part of it and rent part of it. Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see Taj. Tell him I sent you. Find out what's left. I mean, it's no pressure. Find out what's left. Find out what your options are. And again, there are still great options available, but there will not be for long. I believe you have all three categories still left. In other words, the studio, the two-bedroom, and the three-bedroom condos, I believe. Don't wait. Act. Chad, how are you?
Well, how are you, buddy?
Good, Chad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. So I've been talking to my I've just been hitting my sports people up the last few weeks, just talking sports and just kind of asking opinions. You know, the Chiefs obviously lost the AFC Championship game, and you know, as much as I love the Super Bowl, I was, you know, not disenfranchised, but at the same time, not really excited about it. But just asking people questions, and you know, and I ask everybody. I was like, "What do you think about this Patriots Rams game?" Everybody was giving me 37-34, this and that, the whole nine yards, and just being able to take a step back from it, I was like, you know, don't get me wrong, I didn't have it at 13-3, but I was like, I think the game's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be a grind type of game, and I don't think it's going to be the game you guys expect. And it wasn't. But I'm just saying that to lead to this. I also asked them, where's Hunter Renfrow going to go? Where's he going to go? Is he going to go in the draft? Is he going to be on undrafted? Where's he going to go? Everybody said Patriots. And I was like, I don't think you guys have realized how the league has changed. And there are you know, at least a handful or 10 teams that could take Hunter Renfrow and put him in the slot tomorrow and make him a successful receiver. And you know, maybe he's not going to be Wes Welker. Maybe he's not going to be Julian Edelman. But he's going to be a threat in the NFL if you put him in the right spot. And it's not just a Patriots thing anymore. It's not just, you know, plug little white guy in spot and he works. It's a, you know, it's a revolving thing now. The Rams obviously missed Cooper Kupp, and he did a lot of things out of the slot that Hunter Renfrow could do. The Chiefs use the slot, you know, all the time, and they actually switch players in and out of the slot. It doesn't even matter who they are. They just stick guys in there and, you know, run that slot position. And the NFL's changed, and Hunter Renfrow, to me, is going to be a commodity, you know, in a year or two. And I know he's not the biggest body, but neither was Julian Edelman when he came into the league. Neither was Wes Welker when he came into the league. These guys had to kind of develop. And I really look for Hunter Renfrow to come into the league. And, you know, maybe he doesn't reach Wes Welker status, but I really look for him to come into the league and be successful. And not just with the Patriots, with anybody who could find use for him out of that slot position.
I think
I would like to hear your take on that.
Well, the first thing is, I think one of the things that's going to be interesting to watch with Hunter is how he times in things like the short shuttle and the three cone. I think you're talking about...
I agree with that.
You're talking about your change of direction ability and your short area quickness, and these are things that I think are strengths of his, and even if he doesn't time exceedingly well in a straight line 40, I'm more interested in how he times in those other events, and that's what the teams that will be interested in using him in the slot care about as well, at least the smart ones.
Yes.
They'll care about the short area quickness elements, and I think he'll fare very well in that regard. Yeah, the game has changed. The importance of the slot receiver has been enhanced, and I think there are potentially lots of outlets for Hunter Renfrow. The other thing that I really like about Hunter Renfrow is he never quits on his quarterback. You get a lot of receivers today who just they quit. They run their route. If they don't get the ball, they're done. Hunter Renfrow doesn't do that. Hunter Renfrow, you even saw it in the Senior Bowl, in the scramble drill type situations where he just kept working. He kept working. One of them was for Greer, and the other was for Jackson. There may have been more than that.
Yep. I wanted to bring up the Senior Bowl because he was playing against top notch cornerbacks and stuff of that nature, and you know, he looked the same as he did, you know, playing Georgia Tech or something of that nature. He looked the same when he leveled up and was playing better competition. But to your point about the other thing, the Chiefs this year, like, we could just stick anybody in the slot and make anything work. And with Hunter Renfrow being a slot guy already naturally, you know, I just think it's a great fit, and I think he's going to. I think 10 or 12 teams are going to draft him, and I think he's actually going to get drafted higher than people think he is, because people are going to try to keep him away from the Patriots. And I think somebody's going to actually step out there in the fourth, fifth round, something of that nature, and get out in front of the Patriots and make sure that he's not their guy. But, hey, Walt, I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chan. I appreciate the call. I think he's in the round five area, and it just depends. I mean, you know, the other thing is this, and it's always been true at draft time and still is. It only takes one team to like you. One team that likes you perhaps more than other people do. And And frequently we see that. I mean, I think the Cleveland Browns last year, a bunch of their selections were made, I think, significantly higher than anyone else would have taken those players, and yet most of them have worked out. So they targeted guys. They weren't concerned with the in a salary cap era, understanding the draft, generally that assumes that you take guys in their right place. But we have seen teams who have taken guys much sooner than anyone else would have taken them and be rewarded at times. You just have to be right. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys drafted Frederick, the center out of Wisconsin, in the first round way sooner than anyone else would have. And he turned out to be one of the best centers in the National Football League. And quite honestly, the reason Dallas struggled at times last year is because they didn't have him. And if he's back next year, that's going to be a really big boost for Dallas's football team. The Cleveland Browns this year, I thought, selected a number of guys higher than most people would have taken them, but in each case, they worked out. So they basically targeted their guys, and they were willing to extend a little bit because they didn't want somebody else taking them. Let me get Roger in here in Anderson. Roger, good to have you. Welcome back.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Roger.
I want to talk about the game because I didn't call you yesterday. I wanted to sort of let it sit for a minute. Let me say something real quick. I promise this is a football telephone call, but this halftime show has got to go. Bruce Springsteen is probably too old. The Rolling Stones are too old. All the great rock and roll bands are pretty much gone. They're too old. Tom Petty's dead. Prince is dead. Unfortunately, some greats have passed away. And this halftime show should be done away with. When you have I remember 15 years ago, Janet Jackson had a slight wardrobe malfunction. And basically, they called a national state of emergency. From what I understand, I only watched a minute of it, Adam Levine had no wardrobe. He was doing a Chippendale dance on national TV, and I know it's a male-female thing, but I think there was some music involved. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, look, here's the thing. I mean, quite honestly, they basically put a adult boy band at halftime of the Super Bowl, and nobody wanted to see it. That's the bottom line.
No.
And honestly, no one cares about Maroon 5. Nobody cares about Maroon 5. No one. I mean, it's
Maroon
just,
had five. The Rams only had three.
But it's
so
just,
they did
look, it's just
Rams.
It's just a second class act. Everyone knows it. They don't even they really don't even have songs that most people recognize. Oh, there are a couple, but for the most part, you know, they're not anywhere to be found on any chart anywhere. And
what?
So the NFL could have chosen from this entire pool of Atlanta talent, which was rich and diverse, and they certainly could have done something way better than this. And like I said, even the vast majority of the women who followed me hated it. So I just think it was a bad act. The whole thing was bad. There was no energy. There was no enthusiasm. It was a total disaster. Everyone knew it was going to be a disaster, and it played up to that.
Well, the NFL is scared to death to do anything that would be Atlanta, Southern Rock based. They're not going to have anything like that. But they had some guy out there named Big Boy. The last Big Boy I knew stood out in front of Shoney's was sort of a chubby statue with a platter on his hand and red and white suspenders. Apparently now he's a rap star.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to open up the breakfast buffet. I miss those days, but Shoney, I don't know what's going on, Big Boy.
You know, it's funny.
They had all these acts. You know, they had 20 acts come on stage, Trick Daddy, Cool Money G, you know, 8 Ball in the side pocket. I don't know what's going on, but it's just crap, and they just need to do away with it. If they can't do way better than that, then just give us analysis. Just give us maybe a Walter Payton Award special, maybe highlight some guys.
And I don't know if you saw it before the game, but I thought Chloe and Hallie were terrific. And then of course Gladys Knight was incredible.
Oh yeah.
And those are
great.
Right. And you want like more of that. And you know, it's funny because somebody
I forget who it was, but I saw somebody post the halftime video of Prince's performance. Remember when he was doing Purple
in
Rain,
the rain
in the rain
in Miami?
It can't get any better than that. I mean, see, that's where you want to be, and where you were was the exact polar opposite of that.
Yeah, well, that can't happen again. Unfortunately, I don't know of any artists that can pull that off today. I mean, like I said, most of them are past their prime and can't pull it off, or just the NFL wouldn't do it because they're afraid to scare off what they perceive to be an entire demographic of people they're trying to reach. All right, moving on to the game real quick. I didn't mean to take up all that. But anyway, Joe, I know that these people on ESPN.
Oh, by the way,
they don't
By the way, you meant a skinny Weasley version as well. with the Levine thing. I mean, it's just a total disaster. I mean, just an absolute disgrace and embarrassment. Honestly, I've avoided actually talking about this all week, and now I'm sort of PO'd at you, Roger. Let's move on.
Let's move on
from that, because I don't even want to think about it.
He had a body full of prison tattoos. I saw it all over Facebook. People
I don't think anything about that guy's. I bet if you took a cloth and wiped them off, they'd come right off. Go.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. They need to do away with it. But I know that ESPN has anti-Brady people that really, I think they're faking it just to give some contrarian point of view, because they know the guy's great. He's just one number six. And all the channels have their Brady haters, and they still won't give him credit. I know it's an act. I know it's a joke, and I see right through it. But what I'm trying to say is, cut through that. Think about the two performances. Brady went up against a great defensive team, very good defensive team, a great secondary, tough front four, solid defense.
Seven first-round draft picks.
Wade Phillips, you know, Jerry Jones is a real idiot. He could have kept Wade Phillips and put puppet Jason Garrett as head coach and just had Wade Phillips do the defense. And Dallas probably would have been in the Super Bowl by now. But he had to get rid of Wade Phillips as the head coach. He couldn't see, or apparently didn't understand. Wade Phillips is an unbelievable defensive coordinator and troubled Brady for years in Denver and did it in this game. It took Brady several drives to figure it out. That defense of L.A. was tired, but they were still playing hard.
Oh, yeah.
It took until the fourth quarter to put it together. All he had to throw to, all they gave him was Edelman and some Gronkowski. A little bit of a running game, but that's all he had. And he still managed to pull it off against a very good defense.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Bill Belichick is getting heaped praise all day long on these shows. Right after the game, I saw Steve Young. I saw these analysts say, oh, my gosh, he painted up a Colosso. He did this incredible job. Yes, Bill, job well done. I don't know where any of that defense was last year. It wasn't just because of Malcolm Butler. It's because you didn't prepare or couldn't figure out Nick Foles in Philadelphia.
And see, and remember this. I mean, going in, that was going to be a mismatch because he's going against a kid. And that's the part people don't get. I mean, Belichick has never lost to a kid.
Yeah.
And that's what you had. Yeah. You know, the Rams were over their heads. It's not that – that's why I actually think that in terms of a comparison in the defensive jobs that were done, I actually think the Rams – and Wade Phillips probably did the better job because of the task that they faced versus what Belichick faced. That's not to diminish what Belichick did. Roger, I have to run.
All right, thanks. We'll talk.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You want to get in, you can get in behind Clemson Dad. Before we get a break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, cars cost less than Travelers Rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or service fees in Travelers Rest. That's a fact. You know, this gentleman the other day wrote this, the 27th, he posted this. I drove 125 miles to look at used cars. To look at a used car I saw on cars.com website. George Coleman called me several times, sent me many pictures to my phone as I requested. So I made the trip on a Saturday morning, was greeted quickly and shown the car. I test drove the car, loved it. They knocked some money off because it hadn't been through their service department yet. They had just gotten the car. Jill got me a low finance rate after checking around with different lenders. I drove it home a couple hours later. Even though I didn't buy a Ford from them, they made me feel like family. I would definitely buy another car from them. The whole experience was no pressure from start to end. One of the best things, no document fees. They just don't believe in them. So they got a lot of people from other states buying from them just because of that, if nothing else. I drove from Tennessee to get this car and would again. That is George Coleman Ford. Do it today. You will thank me later. And by the way, I will be there tomorrow as part of our signing day show, which starts with Mickey in the morning and ends with me in the late afternoon. So we'll have pizza and everything for you. So make plans to come on out and join us. Clemson Dad and Chris, when we get back, Walt Tip Tiller Road Rage.
This Wednesday, Brad Brownell takes his Tigers down I-85 to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets as we have reached the midway point of ACC play. Pre-game starts at 6:30 with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. You get two country ham biscuits for just $3.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
If you haven't signed up for Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, you need to go ahead and make a commitment to do it. Whether it's a bucket list, a resolution, maybe you've never thought about running a 5K, but you've always wanted to, well, you can do it. Sign up today, $25, and you're going to get a great gift bag. Things like a dry fit shirt, a sleeve. If you don't know what that is, you can go online, you can check it out. Also, a buff that goes over your face when it's cold outside running. And we've got some more great prizes to give away, too. Julian Davis is going to be there as the start of the race. Bradley's Jeweler is going to give away a nice prize, and Henry Ramirez is going to be there greeting you with a smile once you finish the 5K and the half marathon, and a finisher's medal for the half marathoners. And we got cash prizes. It's Race for the Green. Come on out. Spend St. Patrick's Day with us. March 16th at Shapers Recreation Complex. If you want to check out the website, you can do it. Find out more information at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Seneca's Half Marathon in 5K, March 16th. Sign up today.
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
Walt up to the Red Rage, Rear WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Quick reminder, I'll be out at George Coleman Ford tomorrow as part of the signing day special. Mickey Plyler in the morning, me in the afternoon. We'll have free Papa John's pizza for you in a big time. And then Thursday, I will be out at Twin Peaks. If you listen to the show, I expect to see you support it. Come on out, the events, come hang out. And Friday, I will be off. So there's that. All right, to the Northland Communication phone lines, it is Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good, Deb Tootle. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
We talked. Yeah, thank you. We talked a little bit yesterday about the game. I touched on it, and I saw an article today on CBS that brought it up again. And you gave the Rams defense a little love earlier and Phillips and all that, and I agree, but the Patriots defensive players, they received zero MVP votes. To, you know, they had a historic performance, I thought, and nobody got a vote.
Yeah, I don't understand that. As I said, I would have voted for one of the defensive players. I would.
I mean, you had Hightower, Van Noy. I mean, all these guys played well. Walt.
Yeah. I think those two players played well. I think that I think they got some contributions from unexpected places. Like, I thought Danny Shelton basically dominated the first quarter, and he's a guy I hadn't been in uniform in 4 weeks. So I think that Danny Shelton was a candidate. I think that Trey Flowers is probably the down to down best player on that defense. So all those things are right. I think you easily could have selected a defensive player from the Patriots, and I'm surprised that none garnered any
zero consideration. That was surprising to me.
Yeah.
And the article even went on to say at the end, 20 years from now, nobody would be talking about Edelman's performance. They'll be talking about the collective effort from the defense.
Well, right. The Rams scored 3 points, so I think it makes sense to have considered a defensive player.
I don't think I don't even think the Rams made it to the red zone, did they, Walt? I remember right. If they did, it wasn't many.
I think you may be right. The interception. The interception was from about the 29-yard line, I think.
Yeah, I don't even think they made it to the red zone. But anyway. Want to bring that up? We talked a little bit about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
College football, real quick. Read another article on a different network about the guys recruiting Mac Brown and Les Miles and how they're faring and what they're up against. I think Les Miles is in a bad spot as far as recruiting, but seemed like North Carolina might. Doing the best they can, you know, with what they have.
Well, look, I think so far they've already, Mac Brown may have already made an impact.
I mean, they've turned a couple guys.
Yeah, he may have already made an impact in that regard. And so we'll see what the tenure of Mac Brown brings. I mean, Les Miles has an entirely different challenge. There's no talent in the state of Kansas. The state of Kansas produces, on average, about 5 D1A players a year. Oklahoma picks who they want first, and then since Bill Snyder, the next guys normally go to Kansas State, and now obviously Snyder's not there anymore. But we'll see how that dynamic changes. And so and understand that, you know, you do have the Jayhawk Conference out there, which is junior college football, and
seems to be that's where he's getting it from.
Well, they're required to take X number of people from the junior colleges. So, you know, and I think that he's certainly going to try and exploit that talent pool because, you know, I don't know how else you sell the Kansas program. You know, I actually did think that team got a little better last year. Before they made this move. But, you know, look, Les has historically made his teams more physical and tougher, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it will be. All right, bud. Well, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Clemson Dad. I appreciate the call. Chris, I'm going to get to you in a minute. Let me answer Fred's question, because Fred asked me this like 2 hours ago. I've been meaning to get to it.
Should the Patriots consider drafting an heir apparent to Brady? Kyler Murray would be a fascinating fit in Foxborough. Also, what NFL team would be the best fit for Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins? Well, again, look, I think the Giants would be good fits for either one of them. You're going to look at the teams that need quarterbacks, and you have some teams that are in desperate situations. I mean, the Washington Redskins basically have no quarterbacks. They basically have no NFL quarterbacks, and I don't know what their plan is. I mean, I hear the name Nick Foles associated with the Redskins. I would be stunned if the Philadelphia Eagles traded Nick Foles to a division rival. I would be stunned. And I'm not saying that it hasn't happened in that division before. We've seen Donovan McNabb dealt within the division. But you have a Nick Foles that is pretty much at the height of his powers. And if you're going to move to Carson Wentz, you're going to tell me you're going to trade Nick Foles within your division to a rival? I don't think so. I think Nick Foles is going to Jacksonville. I think that's the connection. The former quarterback coach is now the OC at Jacksonville. I think that's where you're headed. I'd be stunned if Foles wound up there. So in terms of what teams can use him, again, the Giants have to have a quarterback. You would think the Miami Dolphins have to have a quarterback, but apparently, Ramona, Miami has a different plan. From what I'm gathering from Miami sources, including Rob on Twitter, who follows a number of the Miami beat writers, including Armando Seguero, I think his name is, Segundo Seguero, who does a pretty good job. I've read his work before. Miami is openly talking about tanking the season.
Just outright?
Yeah.
Just on the air, let everybody know that's what they're going to do?
Well, I mean, that's what these writers are openly talking about, saying that's the plan. I mean, they're saying that Adam Gase was fired because he wanted to win now. And that's why he was dismissed. Well, listen, Brian Flores comes from a tradition of winning with the Patriots, and obviously did a great job as a play caller in the Super Bowl, but he's okay with that? He's okay with sort of laying down and waiting to get your quarterback the following year, building it from the inside out? I guess if you're going to be bad, you're going to be bad. But it's still interesting that professional beat writers who cover a professional football team are writing articles and posting their thoughts regarding Miami and saying that that they are basically going to lay down the season, anticipating drafting a quarterback the following year. I don't know. It makes me a little uncomfortable. We'll see how the whole getting rid of Adam Gase thing works for the Dolphins. Because I think guy's going to bring the Jets to life. I think he's going to bring Sam Darnold to life. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'll make it real quick. I know your day's about done.
No, you're good.
I'll plug your radio station real quick. There's only really three things in college sports that matters. That's football season, recruiting, which is tomorrow. And you have a chance to go down to George Coleman Ford and ask your questions in person. You don't have to wait on hold. Plus, you get pizza and sodas, too. How can that be any better? So, as far as Tom Brady goes, I don't think there'll be another one like him because I don't think people are mentally like him anymore. I don't think people put the work in like he does. I don't think he has...
Ding, ding, ding. That's the right answer.
And he doesn't have the... They don't have the will to win. The fire to win and do whatever it takes, whether it's watching film, practice, or whatever. I picture his mentality as, I don't know how I'm going to win, but I just know I'm not going to lose. And a lot of athletes nowadays and teams, the youngsters coming up, maybe I'm an old guy, I'm 57, so I guess I'll kind of rag on the young ones now, but the old guys, you know, like Jerry West, you talked about before, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Tom Brady, Roger Staubach, you know, just name a few greats. They were winners, not because they were the greatest athletes, maybe. Most of them were. They were better in their era. I think of Jeff George comes to mind sometimes. I thought he had a good arm, but he didn't have it above the shoulder.
Incredible arm.
That's what Tom Brady has. That's what Tom Brady has, and that the majority of the other quarterbacks do not have. I think they have the mentality nowadays, you know, we're making the money. If we win, great. If we don't, you know, I'm still getting paid.
Yep.
And that's a sad deal. And if you have time, what do you think South Carolina baseball is going to look like here this year? I'll address it tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate the call, Chris. I appreciate it. We're in the last 30 seconds or so. But I think he's 100% right on his point about Brady. It's not just the physical ability which Brady has had and cultivated and refined, but it is the work ethic. It is the compulsion to be great. It is the compulsion to win. And Brady works harder at it than anyone in the game. George Coleman Ford tomorrow. Be there. I'll see you.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. When you're a six-time champion, even the weather cooperates. Your temperatures were in the 50s today in Boston, and hundreds of thousands lined the streets to cheer on the Patriots following their latest title, their sixth, and the fans chanted, "We want seven." The Bengals introduced their 10th head coach in franchise history today, Zach Taylor. The team has a history of questionable character on and off the field, and that